KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look at what happened yesterday at the state basketball championships in Des Moines as Trainer withstood a furious comeback attempt from Applington Parkersburg to advance to the 2A state championship, winning last night's semifinal 75-66. The 2015 champs poured in 50 points in the second and third quarters, using the final frame to hold on for the third title game in program history. Applington Parkersburg led 15-10 after the first quarter, but they were scorched by the Cardinals' hot outside shooting. Junior Carter Cavalier led the rally with 26 second-half points, getting the Falcons as close as 3 in the final 3 minutes. Cavalier finished with a game-high 30 points. Trainer had 3 scorers in double digits on a night when it hit a dozen three-pointers, including 6 in the second quarter alone. Dylan Faubel led the charge with 21 points, and Jack Stogdill added 20 of his own. Luke Clausen paced the Cardinals on the glass and ended with 14 points and 8 rebounds. Trainer had appeared in 5 semifinals before going all the way to the top in 2015 with coach Scott Rucker. His squad is back and balanced again, and they'll meet Cascade in the 2A championship game Friday afternoon. The Cardinals are 26-0. Cascade advanced to the title game with a 65-43 win over Sheldon in the other 2A semifinal last night. Earlier in the day in the 1A semis, it was North Lynn beating Don Bosco 74-51, and Grandview Christian defeated Remsen St. Mary's 59-53. In the 4A quarterfinals on Wednesday, it was West Des Moines Valley beating North Scott 52-44, and Cedar Falls topping Sioux City East 75-47. Now, today's schedule is packed as well. 6 games on the docket starting at 10:30 this morning with a 1A consolation matchup as Don Bosco will face Remsen St. Mary's. The 2A consolation game follows at 12:15, Applington Parkersburg facing Sheldon. Then more semifinals coming up this afternoon and this evening. In the 3A semifinals at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Cedar Rapids Xavier will face off against Glenwood. Xavier, the two-time defending state champions, facing a Glenwood team that picked up an impressive first-round victory over Norwalk earlier this week. Waverly Shellrock will play Oskaloosa in the other 3A semifinal later this afternoon. Then tonight it's the 4A semifinals, Iowa City West facing Waukee at 6:30, and West Des Moines Valley will play Cedar Falls in the late game at 8:15 this evening. Well, Dylan Ostakowski provided the points, Jericho Sims pulled down the rebounds, and Kerwin Roach was the glue that held Texas together during its Big 12 tournament win over Iowa State, which was altogether fitting considering glue wound up holding Roach's tooth together. The veteran guard took a wicked elbow to his mouth midway through the first half last night, sending half of his front tooth skittering across the floor. He got it glued together at halftime, came back to make some crucial plays down the stretch, and ultimately helped the seventh-seeded Longhorns to a 68-64 win over the Cyclones at the packed Sprint Center. Ostakowski had 20 points, Sims had 15 boards, and Jace Fabre added 12 points for the Longhorns, who advanced to play second-seeded Texas Tech in today's quarterfinals. The Cyclones forged a 58-all tie on a basket by Zoran Talley Jr. with 5 minutes left, but Matt Coleman started a run of 6 straight points that gave Texas a cushion. Coleman then scored again with 43 seconds left, giving the Longhorns a 68-64 advantage in that back-and-forth affair. Lindell Wigginton turned the ball over on the Cyclones' next possession, ending any comeback. Wigginton finished with 20 points and 8 boards for Iowa State, but he also committed 9 turnovers against just 2 assists. Cameron Lard had 14 points, and Talley had 12 points and 9 rebounds. Iowa State committed 17 turnovers, most of them unforced, and that wiped out an otherwise solid shooting performance. It also wiped out the Cyclones' stingy defense, which held Texas to 8 of 31 from beyond the 3-point arc. The Cyclones played well early, but a 16-3 run before halftime by the Longhorns helped to erase a 10-point lead.
I thought, man, there was a stretch in the first half. We're playing really well. We executed a timeout. Lindell, Duran made a great pass to Lindell. We go up 10, and then we kill ourselves on the offensive end. It's 3 turnovers lead to 3 layups. Now it's 28-24, and, you know, the two stats when you look at it, the offensive glass and turnovers just killed us.
That's head coach Steve Prohm, as play at the end of the halves has hurt Iowa State all season long.
We got to finish, man. We're up 4 last media. Let's go up 5. And we get, with Jeff hits a 3, we're up 31-26, and then we get outscored 8-0 to go into the half in a 2-minute stretch. And, again, it's just, you know, it's turnovers or you know, it's quick shots, and that's where we just got to have better command and better decision-making. But and then the offensive glass hurt us down here, and Ozakowski hurt us the last couple minutes as well.
Iowa State's season comes to a close with a mark of 13-18. Also in college basketball, Theo Pinson had 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists, and Kenny Williams scored 17 points as number 12 North Carolina beat Syracuse 78-59 last night, advancing to the quarterfinals of the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament. The 6th-seeded Tar Heels face 3rd-seed Miami tonight in the quarterfinals at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles have acquired 3-time Pro Bowl defensive end Michael Bennett from the Seattle Seahawks, according to three people familiar with the trade. They tell the Associated Press that Seattle will get wide receiver Marcus Johnson and a 5th-round pick, while Philadelphia also receives a 7th-round pick. That deal won't be officially announced until the NFL's league year opens next Wednesday. Bennett had 8.5 sacks last season and 54 in his 9-year career. The 32-year-old has 3 years remaining on his contract with a base salary of just $1.65 million in 2018. That number jumps to $6 million in 2019 and $7.5 million in 2020. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that the Los Angeles Rams have agreed to trade linebacker Alec Ogletree to the New York Giants for 2 draft picks. The Rams also will send a 7th-round pick in 2019 to the Giants, along with Ogletree, their defensive captain and last season's leading tackler. Los Angeles gets the Giants' 4th-round and 6th-round picks in this year's draft. In baseball news, the Seattle Mariners are bringing back Ichiro Suzuki. Seattle finalized a 1-year deal with the 44-year-old Japanese star on Wednesday after several outfielders got hurt. Suzuki underwent a physical in Seattle on Monday. Suzuki spent the first 11 Major League seasons with the Mariners, earning 2001 AL Rookie of the Year and MVP, winning a pair of batting titles and becoming a 10-time All-Star. He was traded to the New York Yankees midway through 2012, played parts of 3 seasons with the Yankees, and then spent 3 seasons with Miami as well. In racing news, Kevin Harvick has been stripped of the playoff points he earned for winning at Las Vegas because of violations discovered on his Ford. NASCAR ruled Wednesday that Harvick's number 4 Stewart Haas racing team violated the rule requiring rear window support braces holding the rear window glass rigid, as well as a rule that requires the right side rocker panel extension to be aluminum. The penalty is the loss of the 7 playoff points Harvick earned for winning Sunday's race in both stages. It was Harvick's 2nd consecutive win of the season. Harvick also was docked 20 points. Harvick now has 6 playoff points instead of the 13 that he had earned through 3 races. Crew chief Rodney Childers was fined $50,000 and car chief Robert Smith was suspended for 2 races. Images of Harvick's popped up on social media with fans wondering if the car was legal because the window appeared altered. Childers has maintained that a brace failed. And the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening recognized the Atlantic Cam High School wrestling team for their efforts that led them to the state wrestling tournament.
John McConkey was our state champ. Cole Hanson, raise your hand there, Cole. Cole was a 4-time state qualifier for us this year. So Cole's graduating, 2-time state place winner. He actually set our school record for all-time wins this year, 167 wins. So he's won a whole lot of matches, so that's pretty impressive. Abram Moore. Abram was a district qualifier for us, 1 match away from going to state tournament. Actually, probably a 5-point move, Peterson Roll, that cost him a chance to go to state tournament. But he out-wrestled the kid the other 5 minutes and 40 seconds. So next year, but Abram's just a sophomore, so next year Abram will come back and get another chance.
Other players were mentioned for their accomplishments as well, and Duff said McConkey will wrestle for the University of Northern Iowa next season.
He was a 3-time state qualifier, all 3 years placing. He got 8th and 2nd and 1st, and so he's been dominating his weight class in southwest Iowa and pretty much the entire state. He's probably the best heavyweight in the state of Iowa this year, and he had a tremendous career, tremendous season.
Coach Duff thanked the council for inviting the team and the coaches. He said the team has an outstanding coaching staff. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.